It's your time for you to do the things you need to do because you're in the fourth quarter of your life. But some of y'all don't. Y'all still be in your kids' lives when they're 18 as if they was an adolescent. And I don't blame most of y'all because y'all let these kids around here manipulate you. Because them kids sit down and throw that guilt on you. They've been in your life and seen some of the times when you was at your lowest point. And they throw that shit in your face. They also know that there's things that you wanted to do for them that you couldn't do for them and you feel guilty about that and they play that shit on you. And I'm telling you right now, from the bottom of my heart, fuck these kids. Don't you let these motherfuckers fuck with you. I'm telling you right now, if you did everything to the best of your ability to provide for your kids, you are a great-ass parent. Don't you let these little motherfuckers make you feel bad.
It's funny now because I feel, for whatever reason, not even a year ago, maybe a year, I don't know when, right? But it just recent times, I was talking to my partner about this, how we were talking, how do I schedule gym time and how, you know, how do I keep it consistent? Now, here we are, my daughter 11, going to be 12, and I'm like, fuck these kids. I love her to death, but I'm going to go work out. So see if she's here. She's safe. I can go to the gym. It's 5 minutes away. Go work out. I highly doubt someone's going to come in and create some ruckus, right? I mean, parents leave their kids when they go to the gas station, right? They go ahead to the grocery store, right? You know, and I just tell her, hey, give me a call. But, you know, I go too early in the morning. I go like at 5 o'clock in the morning, man. I'm trying to get in there early, knock it out. So I ended up going this morning. I didn't have her. She's been dodging me, by the way. My daughter's been dodging me like fuck. Like, you know, because I've been, it's crazy because I haven't been hard on her until recently. And hard meaning, hey, you know what? You got 2 D's, 3 F's, and an A. You're having fun in school. You're having all the fun you need to have in school. You're not going to have any fun here. So I'm going to take all the electronics. I went ahead and ransacked my pantry. Anything that had chips and Nutella and anything chocolatey, I threw all that stuff away. So she's not late night eating. You know, I want to control her eating. You know, these kids, man, they get spoiled. I was listening to this comedian, man. It's like, I'm going to put the clip on it. Fucking talking about these kids, man. We are inner city parents raising suburban kids. So they're soft as hell. But anyway, I ended up going to the gym. You know, I didn't have her and she's been missing in action this whole week. Like the funny thing about my daughter is that when you're a parent the way I am, and it's not fun being at dad's house anymore. It's not fun because I'm not asking other parents to have their kids sleep over, because I'm not setting up play dates for other friends to come over. I'm not allowing any electronics to happen. I'm not having her have the individual theater instructions that we had before. And yeah, and you're not gonna have anything fun to do. You're going to be stuck. So now she delays coming over here. And then she wants to get the fuck out of Dodge as quickly as possible. And I had an epic rant with her, you know, that I talked about in the podcast. But yeah, you know, it's just trying to hunker down. But it's also being reminded of all these things that are going on. And by the way, I just want to throw this in real quick. I went to the fucking gym, right? So I've been going back to the gym, trying to get my old ass. You know, everything's breaking down on me, so I got to tighten things up. And I go in there, and there's this girl, like, with the guy FaceTiming her the whole time. So she's walking into the gym and FaceTiming with the guy. You can tell the guy's, like, in the bedroom. It felt as if he was making sure that she was in the gym and not flirting with anybody. And it just felt really creepy. It felt really weird. Like, why are you having a FaceTime while you're on the treadmill and you're sitting there, the other guy's in the other room? I mean, if you're in the gym, just fucking leave her alone. What are you so fucking worried about? You know, guys are so fucking insecure in that sense. I don't fucking get it. Like, it's one of those things when I see shit like that. Look, I mean, it's okay if you FaceTime before you go into the gym, but like when you're on the actual elliptical or a cardio machine and you're having or feeling the need to, I mean, I don't get it. But anyway, you know, I was watching this comedy skit and just reflecting on parenting, man. It's just been one of those things for me, because you have to remind yourself that you know, you are doing the best you can. I think all of us as parents in the world of single parenting, especially, you know, me as a single dad. It's one where it's a very challenging thing. Like I was watching this comedian saying, like I said, inner city parents raising suburban kids. That's exactly what it is for me, story of my life. And you know, I think I'm doing a pretty good job. I don't feel as if right now it's at a stage in the relationship from parenting that I'm having to play a little bit harder. Again, I told him, until you get those grades up, I'm not budging on anything. You're going to be stuck in your room. You're going to be eating whatever the heck I have you eat. Yeah. Have a nice day. And she's counting down the days until she's home with mom. Hey, whatever works. You know, at the end of the day, you gotta toughen it up a little bit. But, you know, the problem with that is that in different households, it's a different environment. So right now she's having a blast in spring break where her grandparents. It's like, okay, you know, what can you do? It's like, you know, and she's dodging. I'm like, hey, whatever works, man. You know, all I know is that the moment she gets in that car, all them privileges out the fucking door. But you have to do that sometimes. You know, like that's that. And I was telling this to my partner yesterday. We were talking, and it's like, you know, the thing that sucks about it is that when you're a part-time dad, you try to, the 3 or 4 days that I have her, I try to be as fun and squeeze as much of the orange as possible. I mean, I look at pictures all the time, and I'm like, man, I've done so much shit with her, so much awesome stuff, right? And the fun doesn't change. The fun doesn't stop. It just changes until recently. But there's just evolutions and stages of things that we've done. You know, I will take her to Jump Zone. I will take her to all these places here. I will take her to the beach. I will take her to the park. I will take her. Then we had the Disney run. Then after that, she tapped out. Then we just started doing theater. You know, that's her jam now. So, you know, the fun changes. But that's been all removed now, right? And it's just fascinating because when you talk to these kids and you try to help them understand that, it's like it doesn't resonate, you know. And talking to my partner last night, we just were sharing notes on that, you know, how when it comes to co-parenting and when you're a single parent, when you don't have your children every day, it's a tougher pill to swallow when it comes to when you're having to reprimand your kid, because I don't see my child every day. So the days that I have her, I'm trying to be A-plus dad. That was the mantra that I told myself after being very emotional and crying at work before making the decision to file for divorce many years ago. I said, man, what made me realize to do it was I'd rather be an A-plus parent, you know, 3 to 4 days a week than be a CC-minus parent. Because obviously when you're at that time, we weren't happy. We weren't, you know, in a good place. So it would have impacted the way I raised her. So here I am now. But unfortunately, the flip of that coin is that if you're stuck, like with me, stuck in being a disciplinarian, then those days that you have her are even more limited. You know what I mean? Like it's crazy to me, like to think that, shit, it's one of those deals where you are just... And it sucks, because that's the part that I was lamenting, was the fact that I can't, if my child doesn't want to get grades, if my child doesn't want to eat right, if my child doesn't want to do the things that I'm asking her to do, then I can't keep rewarding her. I can't keep doing these fun things that I've done for so many years and she's been accustomed to. So it's been a whole different paradigm shift, and she's probably like, man, dad hates me. I'm like, you know, I don't hate you. I just have to lay the wood, as they would say back in the day. But it's just so fascinating when you see your kids and how easy they have it. And it's just funny because, you know, these kids growing up, you know that you give them one of the many ass whoopings you got growing up. And they're traumatized for life. They're fucking done. You already know that. I see it with other parents and their kids where they'll be like, hey, yeah, my mom beat me. And I'll talk to the mom and be like, oh, no, I just popped them a few times. And I believe it. You know, I don't believe in those days that, you know, that people are trying to, we're not trying to repeat history, right? But because of the sensitivity and because the kids are not as traumatized with their environments, those things are amplified. And that's the part that, for me, it's as a parent, you're trying to balance that. You're trying to balance it with allowing your child to have choices, to allow your child to learn and be able to feel empowered by making decisions, but also not traumatize them by being extreme, right? So, and like I said, I talked about it on the podcast before about how, man, you know, like I went ahead and the doctor commended me because he knows what I'm trying to do. Like I'm trying to balance it out without creating any resentment or any revolt from my daughter. Like no revolting, no craziness, you know, just go ahead and do that thing, right? So, you know, for me anyway, it's just, that's what it comes down to. It's a very challenging, strange time for me because this is the longest period of time that I've had to be restricted or limited with my daughter. Like she comes here, she goes to her room. That's it. You know, she may come out, you know, try to get some fresh air, walk around and shit. Like just be bored. So she wants to get out. I'm like, I have to kind of reel it back in. Okay, Jazz, back to your room. You know, I'm not saying you fucking run, get the fuck back in your room. You know, I'm not doing any of that. But you're having to do it, and unfortunately, that's just life of parenting, man. And it sucks because when you're in these rough trenches like where I am now with her, and it's not, you know, it's rough because she's not finding the motivation. So, and the thing that sucks is that if at the rate that she's going, she's going to be in summer school. And then fuck. And then, I pay for all these summer theater classes for her to have fun and perform that she loves and looks forward to. And because her grades are so fucked up, it's like, damn, like you can't really do it. But, you know, I've come to the mindset of if she fails, I don't care about summer school. Like it's like she wants to fail. I already paid for the theater stuff. I'm going to have her go through it and she can repeat sixth grade again. I mean, it's whatever works. I told her, you know, I had some stern conversations with her. I said, you know what? And I've been talking to an 11-year-old, like, I'm not going to take care of you. Like, you drop out of school and you don't do your part, I'm not going to take care of you. I'll do the bare minimum. I'll fucking do the bare minimum, what I'm required by law, right? Because I'm not going to condone a simple thing. You know, it's like when you ask your child to just give you C's, I know she is more of a creative, artistic, liberal arts. She's more of a performer, theater arts, right? So I understand that the academia, regular academia, is not something that's going to tickle her fancy. So, like, most parents would be like, you got to give me A's and B's no matter what. And I'm like, no, dude. Like, I got my high school, I got my college undergrad, and I got my MBA. Even though I have the credentials to say I value education, I understand that it's not for everybody. And in this case in point, I know that my daughter doesn't resonate with getting excited about learning and doing those things. She's all about creating content. She's all about doing certain things. It's like, okay, you know, that's your jam. No problem with me. You know, I always tell her, you can drop out of school as long as you know how to make money. So if you know how to flip and buy houses, if you know how to do certain things, I'm all in, man. Like, you're not, like, who am I to tell you if you're a 16-year-old bringing in $5,000 a month? Like, you know, $2,000 a month. Like, okay. Like, you're getting it. Like, this, you're on your way. Right? Because she understands that, but I try to tell her that, you know, because she doesn't like being told what to do. It's like, look, the only way you're not going to be told what to do is if you know how to make your own money. And I just try to give her a breakdown of everything. But, you know, hopefully it sticks. But she'll just be looking at me to rant like, oh, fuck. I don't want to do this. And it's fucking hilarious to me. But, you know, the struggle of parenting is one that it's a fucking crazy thing, man. And I'm loving it, but it's one of those tough trenches of, like, my daughter has to learn that she needs to be a little bit more responsible. And as a grown-up, the fun never changes. It's that, you know, the fun never ends. It just changes. Meaning you're going to have to be responsible. Like, in her case right now, it's school. That's her job. And right now, she's going to her job and fucking up. She's screwing around. Just imagine at work. She's doing. She's just going around from cubicle to cubicle, just gossiping, taking like extra 15-minute breaks, right? She's taking like 2-hour lunches and shit. And then getting there, getting to work like 20 minutes after, and then leaving on the dot, right? Like, that's just the kind of employee that she is in school right now. Like, not giving a fuck, barely doing the minimum. It's like, And I'm just shrugging my shoulders. Like, look, I mean, I take it everything away. So, but it, you know, I love her. She's a great time and everything is good. So actually, she's even FaceTiming me. Look at this. Look at it. Let me go ahead and FaceTime it. Look it. Hey, good morning. I am podcasting. Yes, right now I'm podcasting right now. And I'm podcasting about you. I'm podcasting about you and how you need to get your act together, ma'am, with schoolwork. Look it. Goodbye. What are you doing?
I just woke up.
You just woke up, and what are you trying to do?
No, I'm just saying, when are you going to come to
school? I don't know. You know what you're getting into when you're here.
No, and then I have to come back to mommy.
That's right. So I guess I'll come get you whenever the grandparents get up. We can run around and get your medicine and do all the stuff, right?
Maybe. Can you pick me up around, like, 1?
Okay.
Or, like, I was thinking maybe 3, but since you want to do that with me, I think 1.
Well, what you mean? No, I'll pick you up at 3. I'll pick you up at 3.
Okay.
3 o'clock it is, Jazz. I'll pick you up. I'll be there at 3. I'll let, but you gotta get, you know me. I already said enough. I love you.
Okay, I love you. Hi, guys. And I hope Dad is talking trash about
you. I am talking super trash about you. About how you need to be a little grown girl. How you need to be, how you need to get your act together with school. And... Look at it, Cheeky. All right. Well, I'll let you go, Jazz. Little Chubba Chubbas. Look at Cheeky. Benito Cheeky. Cheeky. All right. Well, I got to go, Munchkin. I gotta cut this thing off. Love you.
You got to understand, you can't raise your kids the way you was raised. It does not apply. The way we was raised does not have nothing to do with our kids. You got to understand that we are inner city parents raising suburban kids. So all the things we went through does not apply to these little soft motherfuckers we dealing with. You put your hands on your kids, just one of the ass whooping that your mom and father gave you, put it on your kids, you'll scar these little soft motherfuckers for life. They can't do it. I just try to punish my son, send him to his room. This nigga write a suicide note. He be in there, daddy, I don't know how long I can take this shit. The walls are coming in on me. So this nigga can never go to jail. He can't even stay in his own room with an Xbox.